Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Friday, December 11th, 2015, and I'm Leanne McAdoo.
And I'm Rob Dude. Here's a look at what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, a crooked cop whines about being busted for rape. Then, what's rattling the cages of the GOP? After that, the new film that exposes tyranny. And don't forget that today, it's Troll ISIS Day. That's next.
Sending a message to ISIS. So bring that stuff over here. We'll show you how it's done, Roger.
Can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new groundbreaking gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Well, if the establishment media is to be believed, a lot of people are really upset with Donald Trump for his comments about shutting the borders to any Muslims coming in until the vetting process can be fixed. Of course, it depends on which poll you're going to read at a certain time of day. But there is a poll that says a lot of Americans actually agree with Trump. And here we actually have a Texas imam who also publicly came out agreeing with Trump, saying, "We should have a complete shutdown of any Muslims entering the United States until further investigation can be done." Well, now he has actually been forced to resign for agreeing with Trump. And this imam says that more than 100 Houston, Texas area imams have also been asked to leave because of a political agenda. And he actually comes out and says that one of the board members who called him about 7 o'clock at night and said, "You're out," was someone who has financially supported Hillary Clinton. So there you go. Political agenda there. You can't be agreeing with Donald Trump, especially if you are a leader there, a religious leader there of the Muslim group. And now we have some more evidence coming out that Tashmeen Malik was trying to contact Islamic militant groups a few years ago. They believe that possibly these groups just ignored her because they thought that they were going to be caught in a sting. But now they're also recovering data from digital devices, suggesting that they were actually planning to attack a location with even more people than the Inland Regional Center. They were planning an even bigger attack. And now they are trying to see if there are any possible connections to Sohail Kabir. He was sentenced earlier this year to 25 years in prison because he was caught trying to recruit men to go to Afghanistan to kill U.S. troops. And it turns out that Farouk was in Kabir's social circle as this terror plot was being hatched in Riverside. And, you know, Rob, so this is what a lot of people are saying, is that you really just don't even know what these social circles are. There's a huge problem with vetting these people. And obviously the NSA wasn't doing a very good job tracking these communications.
Well, and we've had three agencies come out and say we can't vet these people based on the information, especially people coming in from Syria and other countries that we really don't, that we're not affiliated with. The FBI director, the director of the National Counterterrorism Institute, and Jay Johnson came out and said, we just don't have enough information to properly vet people.
Right.
But we're going to bring them in anyway.
Yeah, bring them on in.
Yeah.
And obviously I know that there was another organization that also could have possibly prevented this attack, but
that's true. U.S. Customs and Border Protections, the National Targeting Center, was actually in the midst of an investigation. There's a whistleblower named Philip Haney back in 2012, he was pulled off of a an investigation because he started, I guess, uncovering things they didn't want him to uncover.
Well, I think they didn't want him to be racist. They didn't want him targeting Islamists.
That's what they're saying. That's a very good cover story. But in the process of shutting him down his investigation, they deleted files which included organizations that were working together, one of which had to do with Farouk's mosque. So they knew that they saw the ties coming together between these different organizations, and they said, shut it down. We've got an operation to run.
Yeah.
At least that's my opinion.
Well, I've already reached out to try and see if this man will come on the show as well. I mean, why would they delete that information? I mean, the NSA didn't delete any of the information that they've been illegally collecting on the American people. They say, we're just going to hold on to that because they know at some point they're going to reinstate the program.
And that's because the American people are the real target. It's not foreigners coming into this country that may want to do some sort of operation, some sort of terrorist act here. It's all about the American people. That's why you saw these reports in 2009 saying that we got to go after the gun owners and returning veterans. That is the big threat to these people, not Muslims coming from other countries who may or may not be embedded, ISIS individuals who are coming in pretending to be refugees.
Right. And so everyone wants to really go and attack Donald Trump or others who are not being politically correct about this whole thing. Hillary Clinton is taking the exact opposite tactic now. She wants to drop literal love bombs on people.
Exactly. Here's her quote. We've got to do everything we can to weed out hate and plant love and kindness. She told a crowd of several hundred. This is out of the AP. As Trump rises, Clinton preaches love and kindness. Really? From this lady? Really? Is that what she said to Gaddafi and all the Libyans? We're going to drop them some love and kindness bombs?
Absolutely. And so this is what, Donald Trump is right. We're in a war. And, regardless of how you feel about him, unfortunately, we really are going to probably need a president who is prepared to deal with a World War III type scenario.
Right.
And so here, this is how she's saying, for us here, we just need to have love and kindness. And this is the way. It sort of reminds me of this next story. Here in Austin, Texas, we have an open carry group that is going to be staging a mock shooting. And people are going to be doing a counter protest. And it's the same thing. It's like we're going to stop terrorists with flowers and good vibes. Anti-gunners are planning a very pungent protest this weekend in Austin, Texas, in response to pro-CCL activists staging a mock mass shooting. Counter-demonstrators will resort to waving dildos and mass farting. Yes, this is the self-defense equivalent of peeing yourself to stop a rape. With cardboard guns and fake blood, Come and Take It Texas and Don'tComply.com are pitching a life and liberty event to end gun-free zones. The active shooter drill will take place near the University of Texas this Saturday, but this time, the shooter picks the wrong crowd. The planned event comes at a particularly tense time in the nation's gun debate, and Texas colleges and universities are debating how to implement the state's new campus carry law that will start next fall. But gun control advocates say this event is offensive, and so they're staging a mass farting and dildo-waving counter-protest.
I don't want to talk to you no more, you empty-headed animal food trough whopper. I fart in your general direction. Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelt of elderberries.
Is there someone else up there we can talk to?
No, now go away or I shall taunt you a second time.
Well, that counter-protest sounds like it stinks, Leanne.
Oh, it's going to be amazing.
But here's what Kurt Russell had to say. When an interviewer was trying to corner him into saying guns are bad, we got to get rid of guns, and talking about the disenfranchised white guys,
right,
because that's all that's out there. Dan Bonandi did a report where this lady said, I'm scared of people like you because you go around and shoot people and blow things up. And, these people are just oblivious to the fact that there are some people out there that are going to kill people no matter what.
Yeah, and obviously the San Bernardino shooters did not fit that narrative.
No, they didn't fit the profile. But it looks like they're protected. There's multiple witnesses saying three people were there. So there's a lot that we don't know about this shooting. But here's where Kurt Russell just lays into this interviewer here. Take a listen.
Well, you can look. If you think gun control or something like that is going to change a terrorist point of view, I think you're, out of your mind. I think I think anybody is. I think it's absolutely insane.
Obama's point was that the guys who are on the no-fly list because of terrorist connections can get a gun pretty easily.
They can also make a bomb pretty easily.
Yeah.
So what? They can also get knives and stab you. What are you going to do about that? They can get cars and run you over with them. What are you going to do about that? What are you going to do about that?
They didn't kill the people in San Bernardino.
Oh, but they've killed others that way. Haven't they? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So what are you going to do? Outlaw everything? That isn't the answer.
So just when you think that, you know, America is a total lost cause, you have badasses like that coming out and speaking up for what everyone really knows, like reality.
Right.
You know, your laws are obviously are not going to stop terrorists. They're not going to stop criminals.
And the White House has admitted, at least the press secretary has, that the existing gun laws wouldn't have stopped these other killings. They just wouldn't have stopped them. So they can't keep making more laws because their laws don't work. And this is like the NSA, the way they set things up. They get all this information. They're scooping it all in, yet they can't stop any of these terrorist attacks.
Right.
You know, it was just a few weeks ago that they stopped the NSA program. And these guys have been radicalized supposedly since 2013.
Exactly.
Nobody knows.
Terrorist circles, right. Making contact with different groups and talking about, you know, jihad at least since 2012.
It's really sad. It's sad the amount of money we waste on these programs of spying on the American people and regular citizens when it could be spent elsewhere on, you know, space travel or something like that.
Right. And that's why I appreciate with what Kurt Russell said with, yeah. You know, so you're going to, what you're going to do is restrict gun owners from being able to actually protect
themselves.
And he's like, No, not stop them. Just, you know, make it harder for the bad guys to get guns. And it's just like, where is this liberal logic? Like the firewall there. Can we just?
It stems from the same group that tells you to pee your pants if you don't want to be raped.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No. Oh my goodness. That makes me so angry. Now, today is actually National Trolling Day. So we're not trolling you with that. You know, the last story there with the hot topic there on the, mass farting rally that we'll be attending tomorrow. I will be there. But we actually are seeing a lot of trolling going on online. There is a new documentary out. It's called Killing Them Safely. And it's a documentary, that is exploring the danger of tasers and how they can actually kill people. They're not, you know, a less lethal weapon. And so now taser employees are actually trolling this documentary with fake reviews and they can't spell apparently. And using their real names. So these are not epic trollers. They're not doing a very good job. And in fact, this movie is now getting 5 stars on Amazon and things like that. So they've actually helped this movie. They're failing there with the trolling. And Anonymous has announced today is National Troll ISIS Day. And so let's take a look at some of the Twitter trolling that's going on. Who can make the best meme? These things are pretty funny. And they're using the hashtag Daesh bags. Daesh bags. So stick around because we're going to keep on offending you right after this.
During the Christmas holiday back in 1913, Congress enacted a communistic centralization of your money transferred to the control of an elite few. Communistic, you say? Well, the second plank of the Communist Manifesto states a heavy progressive or graduated income tax. The fifth plank states centralization of credit in the hands of the state by means of a national bank with state capital and an exclusive monopoly. Those planks have been long established in the United States, so it stands to reason that we are living in a somewhat communist country. Of course, all of the planks, if researched, apply to the current state of government in the U.S. in one way, shape, or form. For instance, plank number 6, centralization of the means of communication and transportation in the hands of the state. Of course, the FCC is all over the control of communications, not to mention the NSA and your friendly neighborhood fusion center, and a lot of socialist-controlled examples such as the Postal Service and the government's control of Amtrak and Conrail represents the government's hand being placed in the free enterprise cookie jar for the world to see. But that's only the beginning of where government-controlled transportation is heading. The Huffington Post reports, there's growing confusion about how would-be flyers from Louisiana, Minnesota, New Hampshire, and New York will board planes when provisions of the Real ID Act go into effect because their state ID and driver's license processes fail to meet federal standards. Passengers from those 4 states would likely need a passport or, in the case of non-citizens, immigration documents for air travel within the United States. The rules raise several concerns. There's the expense of acquiring a passport or other approved document, then there's the potential for disorder, as agitated passengers learn too late they can't get through security. The Department of Homeland Security's website reveals that starting on October 10th, visitors seeking access to military bases and almost all federal facilities using their state-issued driver's licenses or ID cards must present proper identification issued by real ID-compliant states. DHS continues, to be clear, this update does not affect identification shown at the airports in the United States. Until announced otherwise, the TSA will continue to accept valid driver's license and ID cards issued by all states. DHS plans to announce the schedule for any changes to air travel requirements by the end of the year and will ensure that state governments and the traveling public are notified at least 120 days in advance of implementation. In the very near and real future, a real-life controlled matrix where transportation is no longer an individual right. CNN reports, Ford says the newest edition of its X-Max car has a new technology that scans traffic signs and adjusts the throttle to help drivers stay within legal speed limits and avoid fines. But the automated cars won't be obeying the speed limits. BBC reports, Google's self-driving cars are programmed to exceed speed limits by up to 10 miles per hour, according to the project's lead software engineer. Dmitry Dolgov told Reuters that when surrounding vehicles were breaking the speed limit, going more slowly could actually present a danger, and the Google car would accelerate to keep up. Of course, Google just wants you pesky humans to know that all 16 and counting reported self-driving car accidents weren't their fault. It was the fault of those meddling humans that reek of racial guilt and outdated individual freedom. The Daily Mail reports Google's self-driving car has been involved in several accidents since it was launched, all caused by humans, its testers claim. Driving a big, beautiful speed demon anywhere you want without Big Brother sitting in the passenger seat is simply one of those fading American rights that should awaken even the most jaded American mind. Freedom to move when, how, and where you want to in the United States is priceless until the socialistic, communistic, corporocratic New World Order buys up that freedom and hands it over to their next installed puppet dictator with a big red bow on it. I suppose jolly old Nick better get his self-driving sleigh upgraded so the NSA can check their list to make sure if he's been naughty or nice. John Baum for Infowars.com.
Shane Steiner's involvement with InfoWarsLife.com truly happened in an organic way. I went to high school with Shane, his brother, knew his parents well. And he was visiting the office once, hadn't been to the office in years, and said, wow, I notice you're making and selling supplements. Do these really work? Because I've tried a lot of supplements as a workout enthusiast, and I really think most of them are hype. And I said, here, take some home, try it. Well, a few weeks later, he came in blown away and said, I want to buy 3 boxes of this stuff to give my friends and family. It's simply amazing. He said, why does it work so well? And I said, listen, go to InfoWarsLife.com, watch the informational videos with Dr. Group and others. They understand how it all works. I know that it works for me. That's all I understand. The science, the facts, the research, people's testimonials, they're all on InfoWarsLife.com. You can check it out for yourself.
I wanted to go to the gym. I wanted to push myself and work out harder. And that led to me being able to come out and do stuff like the barefooting and the surfing and stuff like that, which what I would never done. I never would have done that 2 years ago.
Shane has said over and over again, more than just libido and energy, it made him want to get into the gym more. It made him want to get in better shape. And believe me, the Steiners have amazing genetics. His brother is a world champion steer wrestler. His dad, Bobby Steiner, is a famous world champion bull rider. They've got natural genetics. But when you added this to the mix, in Shane's own words, it took him to the next level. Shane noticed the mental clarity. Bobby was able to work out longer and gain muscle mass. He's already completely shredded. I gotta admit, for me, the biggest effect has been libido. Now, I've never claimed to have a body like some beach model, but back when I was 20, 22 years old and worked out every day, I looked great. But over the years, and being married, having three kids, and working 18 hours a day, I gained basically 100 pounds. And it's been a long process losing that weight in the last 4 years. But if you look at the photos and the videos of what I looked like 4 or 5 years ago versus today, the results are dramatic. I'd already cleaned up my diet. I was working out hard, but I'd only lost about 20 pounds. It was adding the other key ingredients from InfoWarsLife.com that helped me personally go to the next level and shed another 35 pounds.
This has actually made me feel so good that here late about a year ago, I started training jiu-jitsu, and that kind of led to doing some boxing and kickboxing. I mean, it's amazing that 2 years ago, I was on the couch and couldn't even tie my shoes, and now I'm training with MMA fighters and just doing stuff that I never thought that I would be doing ever again. So Super Male Vitality has allowed me to do some amazing things, and if it has those kind of effects for me, I know that it will do great things for you. So just try Super Male Vitality. I promise you, you'll love it.
And finally, let's look at Anthony Gucciardi, InfoWars.com reporter. He also works with Dr. Group and others, helping develop the newest, most cutting-edge, high-quality supplements. Let's take a look at what happened when he tried to barefoot ski for the first time with the Steiners. And remember, we're not making fun of him. He had the will to get in the arena, and he's lost more than 10 pounds in the last few years of fat and gained more than 10 pounds of muscle. And Anthony chalks it up to Super Male Vitality as well. Bottom line, folks, you want to discover the power of Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality for yourself by visiting InfoWarsLife.com today or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Mike Norris, documentary filmmaker, TV maker, actor, and, of course, the firstborn son of Chuck Norris. Could your dad be convinced? I mean, I know people brought it up to him. What would his reservations be, I mean, if any, to running for president?
You know, I think the idea of it is really cool, but, you know, he's so much into his foundation, his Kickstart Foundation.
Helping kids.
He's starting a new water company, Seaforce Water. So he's busy right now. But he's very in tune with what's happening in the world. He's very in tune with, the media, knowing full well the media is the mainstream media is a lie. And I think that's important because we need people like you and my father to let people know Fox, CNN, ABC, NBC, it's all a lie. And if you really want to get news, where do we go? We go to Alex. We go to Drudge. We go to Breitbart.
Is it surprising to you that it came out? FBI agents and others have said they were blocked from investigating this couple and that mosque and actually had the Civil Rights Commission from the White House sent down to stop them.
Interestingly enough, the day Donald was on your show, I'm fixated on watching Donald Trump on your show. And then 2 hours later, this thing happens. I'm watching it unfold, and slowly but surely, I'd watch Fox, I'd watch CNN, but everything from Fox, they'd say his name was a Muslim name. And then 2 hours later, CNN would have to, they were Muslims.
10 years ago, you'd see no anti-New World Order stuff. Now, Superman, the new Captain America, so many of these plots are false flags, corrupt groups. Folks say it's like my show. What do you think that's about?
No, I think you're 100% right. I think what they're trying to do is dumb us down, desensitize us to what's really happening. So when it does take place, it's like, okay, well, it's here. We kind of saw it coming. Well, I don't buy that.
They're taking the edge off.
They're taking the edge off. And a lot of people are buying it. What we're doing with Amerigeddon is we've just ripped off all the shiny, pretty stuff that they put in their films. And we just tell the truth. We call out who we need to call out. And we tell a story within the confines of what's going on in the world.
Get the break. Sorry.
It, really what it's about is us taking our freedom back from the government. That's what we need to do. The government is running our lives. We're taking our freedom back.
The reason I'm here today is to encourage the U.S. Congress to take action to protect our country from its most imminent threat. Electricity would cease, the internet would go down, and the banking system.
The smokescreen of national security used by government at every level.
A strong America is the only thing standing in the way. Country only needs a little chaos.
We have a fog that has descended on our entire nation.
Hello, Mr. President. Now is the time.
The average American family only has 3 days of food.
We need to talk face to face. This is important.
Sir, what's the mission?
Disarm the population and restore order.
Do you have any weapons inside your home or on your person?
You had to give the president power to arrest any American by simply accusing them of terrorism.
The vanity of nationalism will quickly fade. These are but the birth pangs of a new world order.
I'm just so afraid of the world that you're going to have to grow up in.
This is a time, man, woman, young or old, when folks run and hide. Or they pull up their bootstraps and they fight.
When you sell your soul, it's a one-time thing. There's no going back.
Amerageddon, and it hits theaters coming up on March 2nd, Texas Independence Day. And we need to get around this Hollywood blockade. If it sells out the first few days in the theaters where it opens in Texas, that will then break the blockade, just like we did with America 2016 and the rest of it. And again, I wasn't making money off America 2016, but I helped promote it, helped push it, just as you did, to make sure it got around the censors and had a big effect.
We've got a starting point. We appreciate you guys so much, at InfoWars, just how you've supported us, how you were.
David Knight's in the trailer.
David Knight's in the trailer. David Knight did an amazing job in the opening. It's a little opening we've got to just kind of give an overview
narration of
where we are in the world today. And that's where our story picks up with you and Gary going head to head.
I wonder if we'll see David Knight in future films.
Very possible.
And the door sidekick, Chuck Norris comes through.
But our goal ultimately is, have this successful enough that the networks, that the TV networks can't deny us doing a television series called The Amerageddon Diaries. It's crazy the rabbit hole they're trying to push us down. And I'm done. I was always kind of a quiet, I didn't want to jump off the cliff 100%. I wanted to hold back a little bit. I had my views. I believe everything you're talking about, but I was just holding back. And it's not until now where we really need to make that choice. Are we in or are we out? Because you can't play in the middle. If you get played in the middle, you're dead. It's so important on this film that we get the support, that we get the people to go to the Amerageddon Facebook page, the Amerageddon the film website to really support us, because this is it. We are going full in to create content that is going to expose what is happening behind the scenes. And there is a demonic elite. And I really believe it's a spiritual warfare. Behind it all, there is a spiritual warfare going on that is dictating what's happening. We had a great time, a great crew. It's interesting because a lot of the people that just came on to work on the film are getting really skittish right now. I've had phone calls. Could you change my name in the credits?
By the way, because you guys got a bunch of big actors and actresses, tell folks.
Yeah. We've got Dina Meyer, Anna Lynn McCord. We have got the awesome Marshall Teague. Marshall Teague, to me, is one of the most brilliant actors. We've got this guy. He played a great part. Alex Jones.
Not about me.
The movie. But what was awesome about that was we go, can you play something different? We want you to play the bad guy. We want you to be the enemy. And you pulled it off with mastery.
Oh, well, you're nice. It was it was certainly fun, and I just would love to do it again.
In Hollywood, sent out the screeners. Everybody goes, "Ooh, really good film." Not one person would touch it, even though every one of them said, this thing is going to get a lot of support. Not one studio would touch it. So Gary said, you know what? Forget it. We'll do it ourselves. And so that's why we're going to open this film March 2nd in theaters in Texas on Texas Independence Day. And it's just so important that it's us, it's me, it's you that come out and support this film. I cannot emphasize that enough, that all of us rally together, we become an army of one, and we support this film. And other films that will come out like it, very important. We're on an island. We're fighting a war. We are fighting a war, so we got to stick together, everyone. We speak on the Second Amendment. We speak on the government coming to take our weapons.
You lay out the whole blueprint.
Everything. Everything. Before this all started, I was in the dark, and I'm thinking, what on earth is Gary thinking here? But the more I research it, then that's when I start figuring, holy crap.
Well, that's what you said at first. You were kind of ambivalent, and by the time you were making it, you liked it. Now you love it.
Love it. I'm in. I'm sold.
High five, baby.
I think the world, the whole world, and the elites are demonic. I really do. I believe they have sold their soul to the devil for power, for money, and they want chaos. They need chaos to take over. It says in the movie, you know, all America needs is a little chaos for us to take over.
And it shows the UN and globalists. He's the Soros character.
Yep.
Admittedly, creating the destabilization.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's happening. It's all happening right in front of us right now. All you got to do is turn on the TV. And I'm done. I'm done turning on the TV because all they're telling me is lies. So this is where I'm getting my information. I'm getting my information from you, from Breitbart, from Drudge. That's where we need to get, people really need to go out and start studying.
Well, I got to say, Breitbart was always really good, but they just do break a lot of hardcore news. So does Daily Caller.
Yeah.
I mean, they are really exposing. So is InfoWars. But people say, man, why do you promote your competition? It's not competition. No. I mean, we're going to lose everything if we don't turn this around, folks.
No, you're 100% right. And we're losing right now. But we will win. We are going to win this.
WorldNet Daily is excellent.
Yeah, WorldNet Daily, yeah. But we're going to win. It's going to, and man, what people got to understand, this isn't a joke. This is going to be horrible.
The Supreme Court Justice, I can't name him, came to Drudge and said, they're going to start trying to shut the media down next year.
Yeah, and it's going to be horrible. And once they start trying to really take away our guns, that's when it's really going to fall apart. I'm not giving up mine.
You guys have the exclusive for, which is a product called Deep Cleanse. And why I'm so excited about it is it's a unique formula, almost like the iodine crystals. We have two unique products that nobody in the world has. One of the most amazing ingredients in the world, and it's called Shilajit, and it's actually known as blood of the mountain or rock sweat because thousands of years ago, as a matter of fact, this ingredient was only given to the elite of the elite. Thousands of years ago, up in the Himalayan mountains and in Tibet.
And we wanted to put this in stuff for a couple years, but we couldn't get an organic form.
Right. I mean,
so let's explain. I mean, this stuff's so good, we couldn't put it out for years.
Right. So I had to actually, it's kind of like the iodine crystals, finding a source deep in the earth that we could get the cleanest source available. But in Tibet and in Nepal and in the Himalayan mountains, thousands of years ago, they watched these monkeys, and during the summer months, the monkeys would go up into the mountains.
Now you're being racist against monkeys.
And they would pick this black substance from the mountains. And so, in Russia, they actually, it grows in Russia in the mountains and in the Himalayas and only in the summer. And Shilajit is actually the decomposition of up to 7,000 different medicinal herbs. So it decomposes, all these different herbs decompose in the Himalayan mountains and the volcanic soil up there. And what happens in the summertime.
So it's almost like an oil from.
Yes, it's high in fulvic acid, it's high in humic acid.
Because they're always claiming oil is really from decomposed animals and plants. There is some oil that is based from fossils, but most of it's really abiotic. But so this is a true fossil source? I mean, explain it to me.
It is, it's really the decomposition, like I said, of over 7,000 different medicinal herbs and plants. And with the rocks and the pressure deep in the mountains, it freezes and during the summertime and the pressures build it up.
It oozes out.
It oozes out. So it literally oozes out of the mountain.
It's like rock sap.
It's like rock sap. It's black and it's highly nutritious. Even in the 1980s when the Olympic athletes in Russia were accused of being on steroids, they found out that they were actually been given Shilajit because it works as an anabolic as well. and it builds muscles. It's a big dose in there. The second big main ingredient in there is a volcanic zeolite concentrate. And what this formula is designed to do, the shilajit and the zeolites have a real strong negative charge. All the metals and chemicals and PCBs and VOCs have positive charges. So these go in, they grab it, and then they safely eliminate it through the body so you can become healthy. I mean, this is an amazing formula. I wish I actually had it, but because this was an exclusive InfoWars Life product, you're the only one in the world that has this formula now. And, you know, there is going to be a limited supply available when you sell out because you can only harvest this once a year.
How do people take it? How is it recommended that this be done? Just a daily dose?
Yeah, daily dose. The instructions are on the label. You know, of course, I kind of modify it for each individual. It depends on what your lifestyle is. I mean, honestly, the best thing to do is for you to avoid all these chemicals and toxins in your environment and try to identify them and start slowly reducing them. But personally, I'm going to probably take it every day, every other day, and I'll probably go with about a dropper full to maybe two dropper fulls. And I don't expose myself to any chemicals.
InfoWarsLife.com. Please also support our local AM and FM affiliates. Support their local sponsors or become a sponsor and spread the word. Because these aren't just great products. This is how we fund this independent operation. We're not taxpayer funded like MSNBC or NPR, and neither is your local station. So support them, folks. This is a war. Mr. Stone, thanks for coming on with us.
Alex, thanks once again for having me.
You bet. Where do you want to go first?
Let's talk about the media savagery of Donald J. Trump. I must tell you, not since I saw Richard Nixon, my mentor, the man who gave me my start in politics, under siege in 1974, while the mass media went out of their way to try to destroy him and drive him from public life, have I seen an onslaught like this. Donald Trump proposed a temporary ban on immigrants from Muslim countries until such time as U.S. representatives could get a handle on who wanted to come here. And the national media, as you know, has completely bastardized that. They have truncated his comments to make it appear that he called for a permanent ban of all Muslims for all time. And then they launched themselves into this long discussion of whether that would be unconstitutional, when in fact, that's not what Trump proposed at all. He put forward a common sense proposal, which the President of the United States clearly has the authority to do, to freeze Muslim immigration temporarily until we can set up some kind of screening process to vet those who would like to come here. Yeah, what this is, of course, is part and parcel of the fact that he scares the political class to death. The lobbyists, the consultant class, the special interests, the billionaires, Paul Singer, the Koch brothers, Steve Schwartzman, and others, because you would not have business as usual in Washington if Trump became president. Good God, a president who actually worked for the American people and who couldn't be bought and sold. The other thing I found really laughable yesterday, Alex, was a charge by Jeb Bush, of all people, that Trump was in league with Bill and Hillary Clinton. That is, I can tell you, having known Trump for almost 40 years, that is laughable. He is one of the most competitive people in the country. He is running for president because he wants to save this country. Donald Trump would never be a straw man for someone else, anyone else. Well, let me just predict right now that the next major attack on Trump will be a bogus claim that he is somehow mobbed up. There's a half dozen news organizations who've been working on this for months. Now, what they don't seem to know is that that Trump has for over 15 years held a New Jersey casino control operator's license. The New Jersey casino control law is the most stringent law in the country. In other words, you can be denied a license just having met a mobster. You don't have to do business with them. You don't have to trade money with them. You have to buy anything from them. Just a social occasion in which you are together can be enough to deny you a license. They are very, very, very sensitive to organized crime influence in the gaming industry in New Jersey. By the way, the New Jersey law is so stringent, it is the model for most of the laws in the country that have legalized casino gambling. Donald Trump has been gone over by the New Jersey Casino Control Commission with a proctoscope. There is nothing there. Now, being in the construction industry in the northeastern United States, has he met guys who are mob connected? Probably. Is he in bed with the mob? In no way, shape, or form.
And no one ever alleged that with his dad and people. It is hard to believe he's one of the only clean people, you know, in that whole thing. But that's, he was the outsider. It was well known that came in and broke into that. That's why he carried a gun. I mean, that's what I've read. Is that correct?
That is absolutely right. Donald Trump is squeaky clean. But you, but be prepared for a mainstream media onslaught trying to claim that he is somehow mobbed up. Take, for example, his plan to cut the corporate tax rate, which is currently 35. China is 25. Trump would cut it to 15. Literally overnight, all these multinational corporations doing business in China would come home because suddenly it would be more profitable to do business here.
Exactly. The globalists did that to make our jobs, the basis of them, go overseas as a plan to sabotage us.
Exactly. Trump would reverse that process, and you would have one of the greatest economic booms this country has ever seen. Look, Donald Trump is a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment. As you know, he himself has a concealed carry permit in New York. He is packing heat a lot of the time. He's smart enough not to tell us when. You can imagine how many death threats he's had, not just in this campaign, but an entire career of being outspoken and being forthright. He rejects utterly the whole notion that San Bernardino could somehow have been changed or avoided if we just had more stringent gun laws. I thought he was masterful last night on CNN, arguing that the exact opposite was true, that if people in San Bernardino had been armed, some of them, the outcome might have been quite different. So he takes a backseat to no one in his support of the Second Amendment. In New Hampshire, in Iowa, in South Carolina, gun enthusiasts, firearms owners, I think form the backbone of much of his organizational support. And I know that he is counting, he and his team are counting very heavily on gun owners for support in these early contests. Well, look, I think Hillary Clinton is going to be very, very formidable, Alex, and she's going to have an enormous amount of Wall Street money. The idea of her ever reigning in Wall Street is laughable. And she and her husband have many, many, let's call them assets in the media, who are, you know, who go to great lengths to cover up all of their blemishes, their many blemishes, in their outright criminal record, their record of lies, deception, drugs, sexual assault, cover-up, lies upon more lies upon more lies.
President Obama's record-breaking national debt.
Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt.
Increasing Obamacare tax penalties and premiums, blue-collar depleting trade deals, and overall Zelensky-esque tactics are demolishing the American middle class. As we near the finish line of Obama's two terms, the only change we've experienced is a totalitarian transformation of the presidential office begun by his criminal counterparts that have continuously seized the throne since JFK was gunned down in Dallas. Breitbart reports Pew Research found that the share of American adults living in middle-income households has fallen from 61% in 1971 to 50% in 2015. The share living in the upper income tier rose from 14% to 21% over the same period. Meanwhile, the share in the lower income tier increased from 25% to 29%. Manufacturing accounted for 26% of employed adults in 1971, compared with 11% in 2014. A Gallup poll discovered that since the year 2000 through 2008, 10% of middle class to upper middle class of Americans transferred into the lower class. 62% of Americans have under $1,000 in savings. Meanwhile, Obamacare will raise the penalty next year by 50% for not participating to $1,000. Just to make sure that anybody struggling can't get ahead.
So their goal has always been to eliminate the middle class. raise taxes, give away their health care to poor and illegals, flood the country with immigrants, degrade our position abroad, do everything they can to eliminate the foundation of what supports the free market system, and that is the only threat to their having a permanent hold on power. The goal is to keep a permanent hold on power.
When I grew up, I guess it was years before you grew up, but we had a country of middle-class families who had intact nuclear families. That is, the mother and father were married to each other and raising their own children in one household. And now, that's just the minority of people in our country. But the nuclear family was a self-contained economic unit. They spent their own money, made their own decisions, decided how they were going to raise their children.
The now pseudo-privileged, financially doomed millennial generation has proclaimed the death of the American dream, according to a Harvard poll, blindly throwing their collective votes towards the socialist promises of Bernie Sanders out of total desperation. The millennial generation workforce still makes up 40% of the unemployed. This generation will overtake the baby boomer generation as the nation's largest living population, approaching 75 million strong. A generation that will inherit the mind-controlling PC culture, dwindling middle-class numbers, Obamacare penalties and rate hikes, and crippling student debt. If you thought the middle class was in trouble now, you ain't seen nothing yet. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
One of the worst things with most energy products is it's not sustainable, right? You're going to crash and going to feel really bad afterwards. This has a bunch of different antioxidants and compounds and polyphenols.
Everybody's on these drugs to knock their brain out because the brain's so fried.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for.
You will find Brain Force, Survival Shield X2, and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutrimedical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosyl cobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Another GOP debate is upon us, a time to see how much attention will be allotted to establishment candidates who are dragging in the polls.
These are Republican governors. They don't give any credit to the free market. They don't give any credit to the entrepreneur.
All is not lost, though. Some are speaking on real issues.
But if you're not going to respond in a no-fly zone strategy, what would yours be?
The first thing I would do is I wouldn't arm our enemies. I wouldn't arm ISIS.
Yes.
Will controversial statements impact some of the candidates?
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on.
Join InfoWars this Tuesday, December 15th, starting at 7 p.m. Central for another episode of Political Science Theater 3K.
Well, that's right. The InfoWars Nightly News will be coming at you live next Tuesday. We'll be giving you our debate coverage in political science theater, 3K style, once again.
And full disclosure, we will be talking over the politicians. Yeah. So if you want to hear real truth, you want to hear the lies broken down in real time, tune into us.
Now, I think it's going to be a pretty interesting debate this time around. Yeah. It seems like at the present moment, they might be trying to kick Rand Paul out of the debate, saying he doesn't have the numbers to be there, which is a shame because they also said that he won the last GOP debate.
Right, back in mid-November.
I mean, he was one of the only ones there that was like speaking out and bringing some constitutional truth to this debate, calling people out on their hypocrisy, saying, hey, you're running to be the president and you don't even want to uphold the Constitution.
Yeah, I think anything they could do to get rid of the Pauls, you know, they're just persona non grata there. We also have Ben Carson, who's threatened to leave the Republican Party if they don't play fair. On Friday, he blasted the Republican National Committee following a Washington Post report that nearly two dozen establishment party figures were prepping for a potential brokered convention as Donald Trump continues to lead in the polls. And this goes to a whole bunch of stuff. I had a guest in here, Richard Reeves, who's going to be our political correspondent going out covering the primaries and caucuses that are going to be in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. But this is the big story that nobody's talking about. Basically, the Republicans know they can't get Jeb Bush more than 15%. That's 15% morons in this country will vote for Jeb Bush. So they have sandbagged, you know, the entire flotilla of Republican no good do-wells to get them in there and just to clutter up the mix just so Jeb Bush can remain at that 15% and they could kind of maybe degrade Donald Trump. They've got Kasich in there attacking him. But, you know, Donald Trump, if he wins, they're going to have an end around play with that. And we're going to play that clip in a second. But he's basically said he's not going to go third party. He pledged that back in September. I think it was September 3rd. Yeah, it was out of the Wall Street Journal. He said, there's no way I'm going to go third party. But then December 9th, he's on with Live with Kelly and Michael. That's Kelly Ripa and Michael Strahan. And he said, you know what? I may run independent if they treat me badly.
Right.
And if he does that, people are saying Politico just came out and they said there's no way the GOP is going to win if Trump goes third party, because he's going to take so many other people with him. They're going to say, no, we're voting with Trump. It's going to be like what happened with Ross Perot. And what happened last time Ross Perot was in an election? We got a Clinton in the White House. Right. So that's definitely going to play by the plans, because if they do this brokered convention and just force Jeb Bush on people, you're going to see fireworks, but you're still going to have a Hillary Jeb election, which I think I predicted that a few months ago.
Well, that's what's going to happen. Oh my goodness, please do not say that. But I just, you know, I think it's pretty frightening the fact that they can kind of steal the election in this way.
But what's going to happen if Donald Trump does win the nomination? Well, yesterday I had Richard Reeves sitting in this very seat, and this is what he heard from his inside sources.
If it looks like Trump is going to win the nomination, folks, then the scuttlebutt is the inside track rumor from sources that we have are that Barack Obama will either indict and or arrest Hillary Clinton right around the time of the Democratic National Convention, right about the time of the DNC, and that what they will do is they will trot in Joe Biden, who is no better than Hillary. We all know that. But they somehow, the powers that be seem to think that Joe Biden could potentially beat Donald Trump, and Joe Biden will have unlimited funds, just as Hillary would as a nominee. So watch for that.
Literally yank the lesbian witch out with a hook and install creepy Uncle Joe. So very explosive comments there from Richard Reeves that Hillary could just be sent to prison if Trump were to win the nomination.
Right. And I guess that's why it's so important as an American becoming a delegate and just making sure that the person who is going to get the popular vote is actually then nominated to go on.
Exactly. Now, you know, one thing I do want to be very critical on Trump, he said a couple things in the last couple days that I'm very critical of. Mm-hmm. One, he would consider a gun ban for people on the no-fly list. And that's something that the rest of the GOP has kind of balked at. And what's interesting about the no-fly list is we had those hearings that we were playing some clips from on the Alex Jones Show today. And here's what one of these idiot bureaucrats said about the no-fly list. They know nothing about it.
Can you tell me anything about the no-fly list then? Can't tell me anything about those. How does a person get put on the criteria for that? Can you tell me anything about that?
Sure. The no-fly list is a subset of the overall terrorist screening database. The interagency works together. The terrorist screening database is owned and operated by the Terrorist Screening Center, as I said earlier. There are criteria to get on that are
How many American citizens are on that list right now? Can you give me that number? How many American citizens are on the no-fly list right now?
I know there are American citizens on the list. It is an extremely small number, but I don't have my numbers with me. But again, that's something I can easily get back to you.
Ms. Parise.
So that's absolutely insane. And let's not forget there are dozens of people there with TSA, Department of Homeland Security, that are actually on this no-fly list.
Right.
This is the U.S. You know, there should be no secret fly list. And of course, you have a
exactly
right process,
including you have a conservative congressman who ended up on the terror no-fly list. This is Representative Tom McClintock, who, when he was a state senator, actually tried to go to an airport. He couldn't board a flight. When I asked why, I was told I was on a government list. McClintock said, calling the whole experience Kafka-esque. My first reaction was to ask, why am I on that list? We can't tell you that. What are the criteria you use? I asked. That's classified. I said, how do I get off this list? The answer was, you can't. Right. So this is a perfect way to institute gun control. Just put people on a no-fly list, then they automatically can't get a gun. It's all done with computers. There's no way to get off of it. You don't know how you got on it. Boom. Right. It's secret tribunal.
Controlling travel, mm-hmm. your gun control, it's kind of all wrapped up in a pretty little bow.
Yes, and this could be used for political enemies, which this guy's a conservative, so you never know how he got on that list.
McClintock is a very, you know, criminal-sounding
yeah, exactly.
terrorist name.
Now, the other thing Trump said yesterday, I actually shot this on my cell phone. I tweeted it out. Trump basically came out and said, if you kill a cop, I'm going to have an executive order, which you're going to get the death penalty. Here's that clip.
And I said that one of the first things I do in terms of executive order, if I win, will be to sign a strong, strong statement that will go out to the country, out to the world, that anybody killing a policeman, policewoman, police officer, anybody killing a police officer, death penalty, it's going to happen, okay? Can't go. We can't let this go.
You know, and it sort of seems like he's pandering to all the sides there. And I understand, you know, cops, they put their life in danger every single day. And, you know, he's thinking that there should be some sort of a precedent there. But we also have a huge issue with corrupt policing in this country right now.
You just had the story of the cop who came out and he was raping women in his uniform.
Using his authority there.
Right.
This is a former Oklahoma police officer. He's been found guilty now on 4 charges of first degree rape and 14 other counts. He was targeting women in the low income neighborhood that he patrolled. So he's preying on these women who feel like, you know, they can't speak up or speak out about what's happening to them because they're, you know, maybe they're violating parole or something like that. So, you know, we have something like that. There's also a story coming out of the Activist Post, cops crossing the thin blue line and have actually, they leaked information that exposed racist police officers were actually planting drugs and guns on 1,000 black men. He tried, a lot of these police officers tried to expose this years ago, but they were silenced.
They were investigated.
They were investigated.
Yeah, that's how it
works.
And
then the other guys went on to become the mayor, you know.
And here's my final word on that. You know, police officers, when they're not writing tickets and harassing people for doing little small petty things, you know, they do have a dangerous job. But nobody's forcing them to do that job. It's a volunteer position. If you don't like the position, if you don't like putting your life on the line for your community, then don't get that job. Okay? And I don't think we should be putting people on a higher pedestal because then that's going to create a recipe for a whole lot of other problems.
Right. And I think that we need to fix the issues that we have and possibly not use taxpayer dollars to pay off these corrupt cops, maybe go into the pension. Mm-hmm. And then maybe it'll, you know, invite other police officers to speak up when, you know, they see one of their boys in blue, you know, being corrupt.
There you go.
Well, Rob, thank you so much for joining me. And thank you all. That's our show for tonight. We'll see you again here Monday at 7 p.m. Central.
Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams apiece. It has 3 milligram, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. and it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.